for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Spring Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Saturday evening, March 31st, 2018. Deborah Vales is the speaker of this service, teaching on Dimensions of Prayer.
We'll talk about Dimensions of Prayer. And 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us that we are to pray without ceasing. That means to pray at all times and at every opportunity or occasion. So anytime we can see where we can pray, we should pray. You know, when I hear, for example, sirens running down the street, Jerry, I pray because I never know what it is, and we never know what's going on. But my pastor used to do that. She'd stop service if she heard a siren go by, and she'd stop if she heard it, and she would just simply pray. It kind of caught on, so now I do that. When I hear, because you never know what's going on, and you never know who may be in that ambulance at the point of death, and just to whisper a prayer, Father, touch them. Lord, be with them. Lord, you undertake for them. Amen. Because we never know. It could be somebody that we know. You never know the situation. So this scripture is important. Pray without ceasing. Okay? 1 Thessalonians 5:17. I'm going to give you 7 points of prayer. Just some dimensions of prayer taken from the Word of God. Number one, the prayer of confession. Through confession, we cleanse our soul and our body of sin. Now, how many of you know we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God? And so we need to live a life of repentance every day. We can't just take for granted that we're sin-free because, you know, you could sin and not realize it or whatever the case may be. Or if you're struggling with something, you need to make sure that you can have a repentant heart, a forgiving heart. I believe we prayed earlier about forgiveness. That's one of the areas that really can hold you up from being free is not forgiving. So we want to make sure that we keep cleansed and keep a forgiving heart. Okay. So Psalm 51:1 says, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Now, this is David talking. I looked up that word blot. It means to erase. When you blot something out, it's gone. So if you've prayed this weekend about things and the Lord has cleansed you, delivered you, don't you know it's gone? It's gone. It's blotted out. And we want it to stay gone. You don't want it to come back. So it's important to keep doors closed. Once the enemy is gone, you want to keep him gone. You don't want him to come back, okay? So once you repent of something and God takes care of it, it's gone. So we need the Lord to cleanse us of everything that's not like Him. To be like Jesus, you want to pray and ask the Lord to help you every day to be like Him. And you can. Because we've been made in His image, after His likeness. He created us. All right? The more you get to know Him, the more you can be like Him. It's important to get to know the Lord. Not know of Him, but experience Him. And you do that by developing a relationship with Him. All right? So we need the Lord to cleanse us. We have to confess our sins. And as we do that, it causes us to open up to Him. And then trust is born. When you trust somebody, you'll talk to them. So if you trust God and know that He is your God, and you can go to Him anytime, day or night, I don't care if it's 50 times in a day. You can go to God. He will listen to you. He will hear you. All right? 1 John 1:9 says, when we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all of our sins. Right? Number one, prayer of confession. So we must live a transparent life before the Lord. Transparent means you can see through it. You know, something that's transparent is crystal clear. So basically, you're just being honest with God. Don't hide. But when you hide things, He can't help you. You know, if it's something you don't like, just tell Him. Be honest with Him. Okay? Because He knows it anyway, but sometimes He wants to hear it from us. Okay? The things I don't like or I'm troubled about, I just tell God about it. I tell Him exactly how I feel. You know, someone was talking to me today and they said, you know, I talk like I'm talking to you. I talk to God that way. Well, that's how you talk to God. You do know that when you pray, you don't have to have a form, right?
That's right.
I mean, you don't have to know all those long words.
Yeah.
You know, the words that you can't hardly say. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyways, y'all know what I'm talking about, right? You can just make it real. You know, yo, God, what's up? Yeah, y'all don't talk to God like that, right? I do. What's up? For real. Hello, Lord. It's me. He know who I am. Come on. I don't know all those fancy words, but I do know what it's like to say, Lord, I need you right now. Come to me. Come to my rescue. And how many of you know He will do it because He's faithful?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, when a few weeks ago when I got that call about my niece, you know, I was pretty broken up because it was such a shock. But I soon got myself together and I just said, Lord, help us. Now, Lord, you strengthen us. You know why this has happened. And give us strength to go through it. And you know God is so gracious to come alongside you and help you. He'll help you with everything that you must go through. He's faithful. All right? Number two, the prayer of thanksgiving. And as I was studying this, a little song came to my mind. And it says, I won't sing it, but the words is, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. He is worthy, worthy. He is good. So when you give thanks to Him, even in the midst of something that's difficult, the joy of the Lord will come in. The peace of God will come in. The rest of God will come in. So when you thank Him, you're saying, God, I appreciate you. Psalm 107:1, it says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. God's mercy is His unmerited favor. It's extended to us because of His love toward us. His mercy endures. It will last forever. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for His mercy tonight. And then number three, there is a prayer of worship. Now, when you can worship Him, according to 2 Chronicles 5:13-14, this scripture talks about the trumpeters and singers. They were making one sound to be heard in praise and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals, instruments of music, they praised the Lord, saying, He is good. His mercy endures forever. Then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house. And God's glory comes in. His presence comes in. My God, you can do nothing much but worship Him. How many of you like that type of atmosphere? There's no other place to be, sis, than in the presence of God. So when we come together as one and we begin to worship God, don't you know the Bible says He inhabits your praise? That means He will dwell with you. He'll come in and tabernacle with you. Praise the Lord. Lots get done when we can praise God. We can worship Him. My God, I feel Him. I thank Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His presence is rich. And I thank God for His presence tonight. Thank you, Jesus. So when the glory comes, it causes you to really worship Him in beauty, in the beauty and holiness. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We need the power of God to engulf our lives. So what we must do is keep praise in our heart and make it an active part of our life. All right? So it should be an active part every day. Give God praise. Give Him thanks. Worship Him for who He is. Right? So number one, we're going to pray confession prayer. Number two, prayer of thanksgiving. Number three, worship. Number four, meditation, a prayer of meditation. This means that we get to a point of silence where we can listen to the voice of the Lord. Psalm 46 and 10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth." So a lot of times God wants us to get quiet before Him so He can speak to us. And one more scripture, Psalm 62, 5 and 6. It says, "My soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved." Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now, how many of you have ever been in a situation where things have happened to you and you feel like you need to defend yourself? How many have been there? Yeah, I've been there. Right? Well, what does the Bible say? He said He will be your defense. All right? So in those times, remember this, beloved. God will defend. You don't have to justify or defend yourself. Let God do it. Let Him fight your battles. Thank you, Jesus. He will defend you, but you must trust Him. Okay? Put your trust in God. He won't fail you, and He won't let you down. Okay? He knows just how to stand up for you. He's faithful. So take all your cares to the Lord and let Him handle it. Okay? Number five, the prayer of petition. Now, a petition is something I believe you ask for. You know, when somebody puts a petition, it's because they're wanting something. And there have been times when people put petitions out when they want a bill passed and they need so many signatures. So they make up a petition and they put a little statement at the top. And if you agree with the statement, you agree with what's wanting to be done, you sign your name. You're saying, "I agree," right? Well, we can petition God like Elijah did when he asked God, "Don't let it rain for 3.5 years. And guess what? It didn't rain. Don't you know you got the same power? It may not be rain, but you might need rain. I think you all need rain in California, right? Oh, so we need to pray for God to send the rain to California. How long has it been, Brother Merle, since you guys had rain?
We did have rain last week. We got about 1 inch of rain.
Okay, you had 1 inch of rain last week. But prior to that, how long had it been?
It had been, this year has been better. A year ago, we only had 2.5 inches of rain.
Oh, that's not a lot of rain.
For the whole year.
Okay, for the whole year?
Yes, last year, yeah.
Oh, my. So you still need rain?
We still need rain, but we need it not to come in a flood stage.
Okay, you need it in stage, and you need it kind of spread out a little bit.
Right, otherwise the fire areas, the mudslides start to flow.
Okay. Okay. So you need a balance. Okay, so we need to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the state of California. And I ask you, Lord, you see what they need out there. And Father, we ask, God, that you send rain, but send it in increments. Let it be a balance, that the ground can absorb the moisture at the right time. And Father God, we thank you that you'll get even in the atmosphere. And Father, begin to level out the atmosphere. Father, we thank you and we praise you in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the prayer of petition, James 5, 17 and 18, it talks about Elijah, and I just said that about him praying. He prayed earnestly, and God heard his prayer. And when you pray in faith and you believe it, guess what? It's done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. So the prayer, this prayer is a petition for deep need, supplication as well. It's the inner man crying out for God to solve the problem. Hallelujah. So once we get to this point, we can know that God will give us what we desire because of what he's already done. And not only that, if we're confident, let me just read the scripture, 1 John 5, 14 and 15. It says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Praise the Lord. So just like we prayed for the state of California, they need rain. I believe it's God's will. Guess what? I believe he's going to do it in Jesus' name. All right? Number six. I just have two more. The prayer of intercession. Intercession opens the door for God to move on behalf of others as we make up the hedge and stand in the gap for other people. So intercession has nothing to do with me. It has to do with somebody else or a situation that God needs, that needs attention. All right. So in other words, there may be times when God may put somebody on your heart. You don't have to know everything that's going on, but intercession comes, that particular type of prayer comes because somebody has a need. You know, when Lot got in trouble over there and God said, I'm finna send a posse over there to see what's going on. And I'm going to go see for myself because sin had come up to his nostrils. And how many of you know God don't like sin? And sometimes God has to judge nations. He has to judge people because of sin. And that's what happened over there in Sodom. But there was a little young man over there by the name of Lot that really shouldn't have never been over there. And Abraham had an interest. How many of you know if you have loved ones that's not saved, you have an interest in their life, right? You don't want them to go to hell. You don't want the devil to ravish their life, so you have an interest in them. So when the Lord stood before Abraham and he knew what was fixing to happen, Abraham knew, I can't stop this, but I can intercede. So you begin to ask God, Lord, look, if you find 50 righteous over there, will you spare it? He said, yeah. Okay, well, what about 45? Yeah. Well, I need to ask you, what about the 40? Yeah. Okay, I hate to keep asking, but what about 35? You notice he was descending and going down. Okay, if I find 35, what about 30? Okay. Look, I don't mean to bother you, but what if there's 25? Okay, I won't do it for 25. You know, we don't know what all the dialogue was. We just know what's in the scripture, right? But then he said, well, what about 20? I won't care for 20. Well, I gotta come on down a little bit more. What about 15? Okay. You see, he was counting his family because he kept going down. Okay, 10. To find 10. There wasn't even 10. Isn't that sad? that really the angels had to grab Lot, the two daughters, and the mother. How many is that? Four? And one of them didn't make it because Lot's wife looked back and she became a pillar of salt. So when it was all said and done, it was three of them. But sin was in them. I'm not going through all the story, but what I'm trying to get you to see is that intercession did bring Lot out. And it was because one man prayed. He couldn't stop the judgment of God. And judgment is going to hit again. But it's up to us to pray. Sometimes God will warn us of things that are going to happen in our family, to people, and we can intercede for them. It pays to pray. Okay? Intercession. And what it does is it reaches God for somebody else. Number seven, the prayer of persistence. When you're persistent, you don't stop. You know, for years, I prayed for my parents to be saved. My mother and my father. You know, they wouldn't go to church, and, you know, I wanted them saved. But I had the privilege in their older life to see them come to the Lord. And it was because of prayer. And my dad gave his life to the Lord before he died. My mother gave her life to the Lord. It was because of prayer. Don't stop praying. Don't give up. You don't quit. You don't say, well, it's no use. No. You keep praying. I don't care who it is or what situation it is or how bad it is. Don't stop praying. Be persistent. Even in your own life. If you're struggling with stuff and you come to camp next time and you have to come up here for the same thing, keep coming. Don't stop. Don't give up. Don't quit. No matter what anybody says, you keep coming. You press for yourself. You get somewhere. Sis, don't give up. Okay? Don't let discouragement stop you, baby. You know, you get discouraged sometimes and you feel like, is this worth it? It's well worth it. It's well worth it to press. You know, I used to hear mothers say, there's a blessing in the press. So don't stop pressing. Paul said this. He said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God. Mm-hmm. So you run your race. Don't let the enemy cause you to stop. When you go home, you'll be just as determined as you are right now to keep your eyes on Jesus. Okay? You got a goal to reach. And there's much that God has for you. So don't let the enemy steal it. You run your race. I see you with nice shoes on. And they're really running shoes. And God's changing your shoes. He's changing you. Mm-hmm. And so you run and don't be weary. You walk and you do not faint. And know this, when you wait on God, he'll mount you up. Hallelujah. He'll give you wings like eagle. You'll fly high in him. The buzzards will drop off your shoulders and God will cause you to soar. In Jesus' name, touch her right now, Father. We thank you for the persistence that you're giving her. Hallelujah. The tenacity to run, my God, and not be weary. My God, I thank you right now for the Holy Ghost. I thank you, Father, for the tenacity that you're giving her and the persistence that you're giving her because you know what she needs, God, to endure right where she is. I thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Listen, persistence will cause you to get victory. I remember, I think it's in the Bible where about, I think it was Jacob that wrestled with the angel all night long because he wanted a blessing from the Lord. And he got it. He got his name changed. And I think God really did a work on the inside of him as he wrestled with God. Sometimes we just need to get there with God and say, I'm not letting go, God, until you do what I need you to do. You see, I had to do that years ago, you know, fighting through depression and all that. But God delivered me from that. And he will deliver you from whatever situation you may be enduring. God is faithful. Okay? So prevail means to overcome and win. We are winners. We are victorious. And we're more than conquerors in him. All right? Sometimes, though, you must travail. This is a part of prayer that is a little painful. You know, women that give birth don't like the travail part. You don't like that part. The labor is hard. Well, of course, today they give epidurals, and so a lot of these young girls don't know what the pain feels like. But real labor is painful, right? I don't know if those epidurals are a good thing, but anyway, yeah, real labor. Yeah, it is hard. But the pain don't last that long. And once you're done with the pain, you kind of forget about it. Y'all don't hear me yet. Yeah, because when you have a baby, it's all over with. It's done. But how many of you know, in order to really see souls saved, sometimes you got to travail and pray. You got to birth them in the spirit. Come on now. We want to see a real move of God, it's going to take prayer. Travailing. We need a shake up in the church. We really need an overhaul. And it comes through prayer. My God. It comes through laboring in the spirit. My God. Travailing. Hallelujah. Until God is birthed. And really, some things come through birthing. I'll just say it like that. Travail takes energy. It takes a lot of energy to travail. God does not hear us because of the length of our prayer, but because of the sincerity of our prayer. It's not how long you pray that gets it. It's how sincere you are. What's in your heart. Okay? Travail involves depth. The greater the desire, the more intense the prayer will be. Now, one example of this is when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He knew that he was fixing to go to the cross. And I believe the weight of what he had to endure fell on him before he got there. And he went into that garden and he began to pray. Father, if it's possible, can you let this cup pass? Yeah, but nevertheless, not my will. Let your will be done. And so, at one point, it got so heavy that the sweat became like drops of blood. Now, I can only imagine that that was painful, to have blood pouring out of your pores because of the intensity of what he was about to suffer. But how many of you know, after he prayed, he said, okay, it's done. I'm going to do this. And when he was up on the cross, you know, they said, you know, why don't you call for the angels to come down? No, he stayed there. He stayed on that cross because he knew the price had to be paid. But I believe he paid it in prayer before he actually walked that hill. Prayer is important. And when we labor in prayer, God does the work. Thank you, Jesus. So in order for us to be victorious in our Christian walk, we must stay built up. Mm-hmm. This comes by us praying in the Holy Ghost. Now, if you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, I encourage you to pray in tongues. Because the Holy Ghost knows how to pray when we don't. And there are many times we don't know how to pray or what to pray. But Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. All right? Another scripture is Ephesians 6:18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. It's a beautiful thing when we can pray one for another. Thank you, Jesus. All right? So praying in the Holy Ghost will glorify God. Realize this, the Holy Ghost never acts alone. He only does what the Father tells him to do. Okay? He is our helper. He is our convictor. He is our instructor. Okay? And he corrects. Only the Holy Ghost knows God's thoughts. When we flow in the Holy Ghost, we will know the mind of God. It is important for us to walk in the Spirit daily, because the Bible says if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lusts, the dictates, and the appetites of the flesh. So we have to choose. And it's a choice that we make every day. Okay? One last scripture is Jude 1:20-21. It says, but ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And one thing I find that the more I pray in the Spirit, the more I'm built up, the more, the closer I get to God. So when you pray in the Holy Ghost, he will refresh you, okay? He'll refill you, all right? If it has been a while since you spent time praying in the Holy Ghost, ask God to refill you. Give you a refreshing in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Pray in your prayer language daily. Keep yourself built up in him. Be always ready to give a reason for the hope that lies within you. Keep communication with your Heavenly Father. And most of all, keep a fervent prayer life. In doing this, you will be able to minister to those in need, and God will be glorified in your life. Amen. I'm going to share a word with you, then I'm going to pray. This word is entitled, Pray Until. The Lord says, the time to pray is now. Pray until the power falls. Pray until salvation comes. Pray until deliverance and breakthrough is evident in your life. Be determined to pray. Commune with me every day. Walk with me in my word. Allow my word to permeate your being. Allow my word to go to areas that need healing and deliverance. Pray until the fire of God burns out everything that needs to die. Pray until loved ones are saved, delivered, baptized in the Holy Ghost. Pray until the drunk off the street staggers into the house of the Lord and is saved, delivered, and set free. Pray until the witch stops divining, the sorcerer stops casting spells. Pray until the power of God moves in my servants through signs, wonders, and miracles. I am looking for a people who will pray and fast, seek my face with a sincere heart. Pray until the power of God shakes the earth. Pray until sin, rebellion, and disobedience is cleansed from my body. I stand ready to receive those who commit all to me with weeping, for this is a time of travail. In order to bring forth, you must be willing to intercede for those who need to be delivered from bondages of the enemy. I am calling for a people that will pray until Christ is formed in them. I say to you, pray until. Stand to your feet, please. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for your word. Father, I thank you that you're stirring us to pray. I thank you, God, for the love that you give to us, to encourage us to stay on the wall of prayer. I lift up everyone here tonight. And Lord, I ask that you draw us closer to you through prayer. Help us, God, to be sensitive to you in every area of our life, to be mindful to pray, to be mindful every day to call on you. And Lord, whatever needs are here tonight, I ask you, Lord, to minister by the power of God. I thank you for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for the presence of God. I thank you, Lord, for your love that you have toward us. I thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. I thank you, Father, for everything that you've done this weekend for your people. And I ask you, God, to continue to put a stirring down in our spirit for more of you. I thank you, Lord God, that when we hunger and thirst after you, your word declares that we will be filled. Now touch, Lord, your people. We thank you for the convicting power of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your drawing, Lord. We thank you that you draw us close to you. Minister as only you can. In Jesus' name, I pray. If anyone is here and you are not baptized in the Holy Ghost and you want to be filled, we want to pray with you. If you have needs and you just want us to touch and agree with you tonight, come to the altar. We'll pray. Someone will pray with you tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Someone that had some knee issues, particularly the right knee, but either one, if you've been having some knee problems, I want to pray with you as well. Just come. Just come to the altar. Thank you, Lord. Can I get a couple ministers to come and help me tonight? We got ministers here. If you feel led to come, brother. Brother Nikki, do you feel led to come help us? Brother Randy, come, sis. Y'all help us pray tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.